If you've ever noticed, animals generally aren't afraid of the dark. In fact, many animals do most of their work, their hunting and so on, after the sun has set. But why is it that in the world, in the created world, animals have no fear of nightfall, but human beings do? From the time that we're children, there's something scary about the darkness. We have to have a nightlight sometimes as kids. Darkness kind of gives us a sense of foreboding when it comes to things that go bump in the night, being lonely. There's something that's just uncertain and fearful when there is no light. Look at an overcast day when the sun isn't shining outside. We don't have any energy. We get the don't wants, just want to go crawl in bed and take a nap, not do anything. But then when the sun comes out again, we get re-energized. There's something about the brightness of light, the brightness of the sun, that kind of stirs up and renews life in us. Makes sense, though, because we're made in the image and likeness of God, who is love, and a God who is light. When we go back to the creation of the world, it's what God does. The very first words of creation are simply that. Let there be light. The darkness was dispelled. Chaos was cast aside. And we see a beautiful harmony coming into play as the rest of creation unfolds by the will of the Father. Let there be light. Then Jesus comes into our world, and he says, I am the light of the world. In the responsorial psalm we pray, the Lord is my light and my salvation. John describes Jesus as a light that shines in the dark, a light that darkness could not overpower, the light that enlightens all men. Then Jesus tells us in the Sermon on the Mount that we ourselves have become a light to the world. He says a city that's built on a hilltop cannot be hidden. You can't take a lamp and then hide it under a bushel basket or under a bed. Instead, you put that lamp on a lampstand where it gives light to all those in the house. And we have become that light because of Christ, who is the light of the world. But as I said, evil hates light, always has. It wants to work under the cover of darkness, as Jesus says in John's Gospel. Men have shown that they prefer darkness to light because their deeds were evil. And indeed, all who have done wrong hate the light and avoid it, for fear that their actions should be exposed. But the one who lives by the truth, this one comes out into the light, so that it may be plainly seen that what he does is done in God. I've mentioned once before, if you haven't been to the Easter Vigil on the Saturday night before Easter Sunday, it's a very beautiful Mass where there's a service of light at the very beginning where we all gather outside. There's a fire that's burning there. The fire is then blessed. Then the Paschal candle, the Easter candle that's there behind the baptismal font by Mary's altar, a symbol of Christ, light of the world, who dispels the darkness of that night by his resurrection, is blessed. New one's blessed every year. Then we all process into the church. Church is in darkness. And the deacon and the priest stop three times along the way. The deacon chants, Christ our light. And then everybody in the congregation has a small candle lit from that light. Then the church becomes illuminated. It's a beautiful thing. Beautiful thing. But it's a symbolic reminder of what's supposed to happen, not just on Easter Sunday, but every Sunday throughout the year, that we come into the presence of God to hear the word, to be enlivened by the resurrected Christ, to receive his body and blood, but to go out into the world and spread the light that we have received. Instead, though, the same thing happens Sunday after Sunday as what happens every year at the Easter Vigil. We've got this beautiful ceremony of light. The church is illumined. What happens? At the end, people blow out their candles, leave them in church, go back home. Think about that. What are we doing Sunday after Sunday? Same thing. We receive a light, then the Mass is ended, go in peace, the candles extinguished, go back home, candles left behind. In a metaphorical sense, of course. At our baptism, one of the parts of the rite of baptism is exactly what I just mentioned. The godparents and the parents are given a candle lit from the Paschal candle given to them and said, and then the priest says to them, receive the light of Christ. Parents, godparents, this light is entrusted to you to be given to this child to be kept burning brightly. This child of yours has been enlightened by Christ, who is the light of the world. What's that telling us? We have a responsibility to bring that light to everyone, everywhere. To be purified by the fire that is Christ, the fire of the Holy Spirit, that we can become light ourselves, like Jesus, a light of revelation to the Gentiles, the glory of God's holy people. What did Jesus say to his apostles? Go out and become fishers of men. One of the best ways to fish, as you know, is to fish at night. You put a light, and what happens? The fish come. Same thing in the world. You put out the light, the fish come. That's what Christ wants us to do. That's what Christ wants us to do. To dispel the darkness that comes from sin. To dispel the division that comes from sin. To bring all into the light that is Christ. That we may be enlightened by truth and live according to faith that brings us into union with the one who is light of the world. I am the light of the world, Jesus says. Anyone who follows me will not be walking in the dark, but he will have the light of life. Christ and Christ alone can bring light to a world that submerges itself in darkness, a world that thrives or thinks it thrives in falsehood, division, and sin, but crumbles as a result thereof. Faith illumines our whole life. Our brothers and sisters, as Christians, we are the light of the world. Let's be wise to be formed in the light of truth, to listen to what Christ teaches, to internalize it, make it part of who you are, bring it into your life, to bring it to others, become a fisher of men, to bring them to the fold, that there can be one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father, who is Father of all. The one who says, let there be light, who enlightens and enlivens the world by his love. May we, like the Israelites of old, follow that pillar of fire in the darkness, be led to the promised land, and be a light of revelation to the Gentiles, and be the glory of God, his holy people, the light of Christ.